Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound. Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hey, good morning, Curtis. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, and you?
Good, man. Just got to the office.
I'm calling for more snow here.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah. I think 6 inches. I'm not really for sure, but don't take my word on that. I think it said 6.
Good.
Which, you know, that's high elevations. Whereabouts would you be, like, upper, higher elevations of the county?
We're a bit lower. We're not in the mountains like you are. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, we in the mountains, but usually when they say high elevations, it's like the parkway and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Blue Ridge. You know where the Peak Savada is?
Oh, yeah. I know the Blue Ridge Parkway. That's pretty close to where I was at.
Yeah, I have pictures of a radar. They want to know how I got so close to it.
Hmm.
I told them I took my camera and took pictures. They didn't believe me at first. But I was like 2.5-3 miles from it. But it showed the cables up on my thing. That's the best camera I did have. I still have it. That thing zoomed right in like if I was right there.
I got you. Well, hey, Curtis, are you nearby your computer, or are you able to pull up your email? I haven't sent it over yet, but I was still editing it up.
Right, I got it. I got my mail up.
Okay, let me finish typing it out. Are you still good for April 5th? Is that still a good date for you to get all your stuff out the property?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Not 100% on that either. It all depends on my health. Like I told you, I'm on oxygen.
Mm.
You know, a while ago I was thinking about not talking to you. I was going to tell you, wait later, but if we ain't too awful long, like 10 minutes or so, I'll talk to you. I just don't feel that good yet. I had a rough night.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I mean, if we need to extend the date or anything like that, don't be afraid to let me know. We can certainly make something work out with you.
All right.
Gotcha. Well, I'm finishing up this document here. I'm going to email it over to your... I believe he gave it to me.
Curtis Austin, 083@gmail.com.
083?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, Curtis Austin. Let's see here.
Yeah, I had one of the crew told me that they would buy my house and I spend up all this money on hiring people to help me in hauling hauling the stuff for me. And they end up spending a bunch of money and then they told me the deal would be closed June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard nothing after that.
Why is that? Why didn't you hear back from them?
I don't know.
Huh. Did you like...
They was wanting my deed and I wouldn't give it to them.
Oh, well,
I ain't going to give nobody my deed unless I get a down payment on it.
Yeah, you want to see some money before all that?
A down payment, I ain't worried about all of it. I think the fair thing is, if you're going to put a down payment, I had to put a down payment. I have never got nothing but that did not put a down payment on one.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to a car, I have to put a down payment. Yeah, I can go on my car lot and get something of right rate of flour to hell and not have to put a down payment. But if you get something decent to drive, you're going to have to put a down payment on it.
I hear you.
And I know the place of staying at the bank for it, for itself, if I wanted to borrow money, BB&T told me if I was needing money that they'd loan me the money on the place. At the time, I was needing some money to pay for this place we're at now. I paid it off in full. Whatever that I had hidden that that clown didn't steal, he stole $34,000 out of my box. I had $71,000 in it.
You said he stole cash from you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to do that.
I was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, there's not much you can do.
My son seen him doing it. He was there when he dipped his hands into it and told my son that he had to take it for taking care of them. He didn't do nothing, just run there every day until he got what he wanted. Then my son said he didn't come back for like 3 weeks. And then he told my son that said he'd been watching the place and told my son if they was to open the door, he was going to kill them and kill my daughter and kill me if I lived.
Goodness.
This all took place the day their mama died. I wasn't there for them.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital.
I'm sorry, Curtis.
I hate the ground that son of a bitch walks on. Pardon my language.
No, you're fine. I mean, what can you do?
He ruined our lives. It ain't nothing to Malcolm Harkless.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that name, Malcolm Harkness. If I was able, well, he wouldn't mess with me when I was in good health, his chicken crap. He might weigh 300 pounds, 5'10", whatever. Well, I'm 6 foot and he'd double my weight, I know. But I know he was afraid. I mean, he'd run in the house and lock the door so I couldn't get in.
Hmm.
Not dared his ass to come outside. That was because he told my daughter when she was 4 years old, it'd smack her down.
You sound like a fighter. You sound like a fighter.
No, I ain't no fighter. I don't want to fight with no one.
Hmm.
But when it comes to tell my children they smack them down and stuff, they better look out.
As you should.
Life is hard enough as it is.
You're wrong. All right, Curtis, I am sending it over your way. All right, you might want to
And he ain't spent the first day in jail over this either. Not one day. I went to get a warrant for him. The deputy told me I couldn't get a warrant for him. It would be left up to them to get a warrant. Why would it be left up to them? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to put up no trespassing signs. If he trespassing in, that they're locking up. Well, he trespassed, and I had proof of it. He took pictures of himself, and I had a buddy of mine with me. You know, to verify that he did trespass.
Mm-hmm.
Come run his mouth to me. I said, the best thing you do, go on and get up the road before you get hurt. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm recording you. I said, good. He got so mad at me, he backed out went spinning going up the road and choked his car out and tried to start it there. I said, go on, take your junk on up the road. That's the last time I seen him.
That's good.
He tried to make me cuss and carry on. I don't like cussing myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, stop from it. But, you know, you can't take them so much.
Hey, go ahead and, real quick.
Come close, you can kill that day.
Go ahead and refresh your email for me and tell me if you're able to see it. It should be the address of South River Road.
What is it called?
It's the address, the 3653 South River Road.
No, I mean Gmail.
Oh, it should be let me see here. Like a DocuSign, like in
Forrest McGee or something.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right. Okay.
And then you click on that, and you'll see the property name there.
I see the property name.
Yeah. Yeah, you can open that up and review the document there. Were you able to open it up?
What do I click on? Oh, down here at the bottom starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Acknowledgement by clicking accept. You acknowledge that you have read and that you agree to. Didn't know when it took an hour to read all of that.
Yeah, so once you're in there, you'll be able to read the document. And you'll see your name at the bottom asking for a signature. But I'll go ahead and review the terms. You were able to open it up?
Yeah, I'll open it up.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you'll see there we put down April 5th for you.
Yeah. All right, you're gonna have to give me at least an hour to go over there and read it and call me back. What time is it?
It is 9:16 right now. I don't mind staying with you on the phone if you got any questions about what you're reading.
I customer's consent disclosure. Okay, I can read that. Yeah, pretty much goes over the same thing over and over. and ask, do you want to download it? Yeah, I want to download it.
The only thing it should be asking is the on the second page underneath your name there, should be able to tap underneath Curtis Austin.
All right, now how do I get into it without a sound agreement? And all I see is sound agreement. Every time I click on something, it ain't let me read nothing. It's want me to confirm it.
It should be. What does it say? What are you reading right now?
One minute, let me go back. I read consumers consent disclosure, Lone Wolf terms of service, settlement terms of the application to electron signature productions, and then the
That's to get into the document. So if you agree to that, that means that you agree that you can read the purchase agreement that I sent you. That's not agreeing to the purchase agreement that I sent you. That's just agreeing to use the software that was sent over email.
All right, where it says I accept.
Mm-hmm. If you click I accept, that just means that you accept to be viewing the document. That's not you signing your name for the document, if that makes sense.
I get it.
Gotcha. After that, let me know if you see the paper.
No liens on it. It's no taxes on it.
Oh, that's good then. That means 35 will go straight to your pocket once it's sold.
I'm going to try to flip it over, see if it'll let me. It won't let me. See, I'm trying to read it on the cell phone. You don't have them so much space, and I can't flip it over to see it. I have to move back and forth.
I hear you.
Trying to read like that.
You have a, what type of phone do you have?
A Sigma.
Like Android?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I paid $200 for a stain, which ain't no whole lot for some cell phones go way over thousands of dollars.
That's crazy.
I ain't paying thousands of some dollars for something might go dead on me next week.
I hope not.
I can go and send the deed to you. You just give me until the end of to be for sure about it. We could make this thing work much quicker.
So what was that?
We could make this thing work much faster.
Mm-hmm.
If you was to pay me and meet you, sign the deed over to you, and just give me at least until April, the second week of April, to get my stuff at the house.
Yeah, that's what I put on there was April 5th for you.
Yeah, so April 5th.
Yeah, you'll see it next to closing terms and conditions.
Soon where y'all plan to pay me?
I'm going to present it to my investors, and the moment we find an appropriate fit for you, that's when, and after it closes on the 5th, because I want to make sure you get all your stuff out, right? You want to make sure that everything...
It ain't no whole lot of stuff. I can go in there in days and clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
Have somebody help me.
I got you.
Yeah, just one more here help me do it.
Yeah, we'll probably get some photos of the property and make sure it's all looking good.
Well, right now it's growed up. It's been 2 years since there's been anybody to mow or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
See that now. I have one guy tell me he'd take the dozer in there and go to pushing it, but it's things in there I wouldn't want to doze down because it's fruit trees in there. The fruit trees in there alone would cost about $100 to replace right now and some more because my pear trees is they beautiful pears. You have never seen a pear so beautiful. The apple trees, it's at times they are loaded with apples, and at other times they're not. I don't understand why.
Sounds like you got
it. Peach trees. I have walnut trees. They're not huge, but there's a couple in there. I make a small saw log, but I got several little walnuts that's coming along on the place. That'll make somebody wealthy in the next 25 years. Takes about 20 to 25 years to make a walnut tree.
Huh.
Log. I found a couple here, and they over 4 foot right now. That was 2 years ago. Then I got this Christmas tree I planted. I meant to do a little trimming on it, and it got out of hands. That thing got 40 foot tall.
Jeez.
It's right in front of the house. I wish I hadn't planted it there. It's huge. It's some good fishing there, trout fishing. Good, excellent hunting, excellent fishing if you're into fishing.
Are you talking about in the river right beside it?
The area there is loaded with deer, bear, turkey, raccoon, squirrel, ducks, geese. It's all around good hunting for anybody.
Huh.
And fishing. And it's real convenient about getting to Lexington from Buena Vista.
How far is it? Yeah, how far is it from Lexington, Buena Vista area?
It, I tell you, it's 14 to 15 minutes from there to Lexington.
Oh, all right.
It ain't very far at all.
Yeah, it is right there off, is that 64?
Right off 11.
Yeah.
And then you got 81. You can get on 81 within 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My house to 81. This electronic crap, that don't mean nothing. I could sit back and sound them things all day long, don't mean crap. I had a lawyer to tell me that. The lawyer told me after the June 1st, some people didn't pay me by June 1st, the contract was broken.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing I could do, nothing more about it. They made a promise they'd pay me June 1st, and for June 1st, I ain't been here yet. That's been over a year. But a year, let's see. A year and 7 months, almost a year and 8 months ago.
Yeah, why do you think it didn't sell with the other company?
They said they didn't mean for it to be out in the country like that. They was buying residential properties
mm-hmm.
in the cities. I told them, well, it wasn't in the city. I told y'all what to start out with, is what I told them.
Yeah, yeah. No, we buy out in the country quite a bit.
I know I could at least get 50 out of it if I just advertised it. I just had never tried to advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown, and he was interested in putting it on the market for me, but I didn't want to have to go through the hassle and all of that. I bought it at the time, and he told me if I went to sell it, let him know for sure. He's there in Lexington. The real estate, but the real estate charges, if I'm not mistaken, it's something like $5,000 they charge you. And, you know, for the sale,
mm-hmm.
ain't $5,000 to sell it. Hell, I'm putting a for sale sign upon it. I'm running the newspaper myself. I ain't so stupid I can't do that. I've bought and I've sold property before. I'm sure this won't be the last of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't ever have no intentions of really selling this. I had to leave for me to keep from getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I knew me and my brother-in-law wouldn't have made it together. It'd been bad for him to be trying to mow in this grass. On the rad more than fall off of it.
You said you've bought and sold properties in the past?
Yes.
Yeah, what type of properties?
Sir?
Well, what type of properties did you buy and sell in the past?
At Natural Bridge.
I got you. It's a good area.
Right here, like 12 years ago, I sold 3 acres and a little house on it.
Mm-hmm.
I built the house myself. Then I turned around and sold it.
Nice. Did you end up selling all of them?
I sold all of it.
Okay.
At one time. the house, one of my two-bedroom house and a bathroom. Nice little house. Last time I seen it was falling down. He just didn't take care of the house or nothing. Never did painted or nothing. If something was falling down on it, he wouldn't try to fix it back or nothing.
Shoot, at least you got your money for it.
A nice roof on it. You know, a roof is the main part of your house. You keep a good roof, it'll pretty much protect it. But if you got wood siding on it, it needs painting, you got to paint it. He just wouldn't have painted. Over the years, it had begun to rot, and he comes along with his insulation sheet and puts that over top of it. Well, that fixed the problem, Murray, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that don't happen that easy.
Hey, Curtis, you got any questions about the paper I sent over your way? So you got any questions about the paper I sent your way, or is it pretty straightforward?
It's here.
Yes, sir.
You talking about the thing you sent me, right?
Yes, sir.
When was I to be paid for this?
After it closes. Once we get the deal closed, you want to get your stuff out of it.
Then how much longer would it be after that?
For the transfer to your account?
Yeah.
I mean, that's up to your bank and the title company.
What do you mean, title company? My deed?
Yes, sir.
There's no liens or taxes on it, I can show you. It's clear.
I hear you.
All right, this part here.
Which part?
He bears responsibility as a licensed realtor in the state of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. That just means someone in our company has their real estate license. We're legally obligated to put that in all of our papers, all of our agreements.
All right, I'm trying to get you some pictures to you one day. Next week.
That'd be perfect. I could once you're done signing, I could put it down on my calendar to give you a call probably the middle of next week to see if you could send over some photos to us.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. So after that part you just read, the buyer disclosure part, you scroll down, you'll see your name on there, Curtis Austin.
And
there's a spot where you can tap to type in your signature, and then underneath that there's a spot to tap where you put in the current date. Then after that, I will get Forrest to fill out the buyer part, and we'll schedule a time for you to get those photos over to us, and we'll stay in touch with you. And we'll take it from there.
I can get you some pictures next week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But I don't want to have to go to fool with something. I think I'm going to get something out and then come up with it like it was last time, June 1st. Did not get nothing. He calls me selling it to my brother. My brother went and bought another place in place of buying that. It just screwed me all the way around.
Nah, I would hate for that to happen again.
I get you pictures, and I get pictures of the deed and show to you. And me holding the deed, a picture of myself holding a deed where you can read the deed yourself. I take pictures of it like that, where you can read all through the deed and where it's at and all of that.
All right.
And then I can get copies of the deed to send to you. But I'm going to have a down payment to hold it.
Mm-hmm.
If I sign anything. And I'm looking for $15,500. You said $35,000.
Yeah, $35,000 on the closing of it.
Right. But I want a down payment before I bother with it anymore. I'm not going to run out and bust my ass, think I'm going to get something, be like it was June 1st, not get squat. And then if you don't want to buy it, that's going to be your loss.
I mean, we didn't discuss that previously. I thought we were...
That's why I'm going to do it. I'm not going to be a hoodoo saying nothing no more. If you want to buy it, you can buy it like that. And if you don't want, I don't care. I'm not hurting for money. There's things I like to have, but I can always work around where I can get it.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, I know you don't want to be holding on to this property anymore. I know it's giving you some trouble, just the maintenance of it, cutting the grass, and having to have your brother out there take care of it.
Yes, the grass can grow from here on. There's no order. It's nothing says I have to cut my grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing says I have to cut a tree. It has a septic, it has a well, and electric. If anyone had a double wire, they could pull in there, a trailer or whatever you want to put on there, and hook up, you're ready to go. There's a place up the road sold for $319,000, and it had 4 acres, pretty much in the same spot as it is, only it was up the road from me. And it had 2 acres more than I did.
Yeah.
They had my place praised up for $339,000 at one time.
I
raised hell with the county until they finally lowered it. It took 10 years to get it down like I did get it. And I'm still paying tax like crazy. I write it about $500 every 6 months. And taxes, paying a tax on anything and more, I take, you know, you don't own nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't never own nothing, really. You don't pay your taxes, they take it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw several homes go in Rock Ridge County on the county taxes. Before I let the taxes take it like that, I found somebody to give it to before I do that. There's hospitals with these children's, like St. Jude's Hospital. I get to them, let them run it off and sell it for the money. Before I see the government taking it. It wasn't given to me.
Hey, Curtis, I got a meeting coming up around 10 o'clock here. Is there anything I can help you out with? Like anything you need help understanding with the paper?
Yeah. Like I told you, if you decide y'all want it, your investors and things, I want half down, and I can get the picture to you, and I can get a document of the deed to you. I had the deed here in my safe deposit box.
Yeah, I'll definitely need some photos to be able to present it to the investors. That's gonna help us sell it. The issue here is I'm not sure if we have a deal yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if you're up for getting $35,000 for it when it closes.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have to go do all the work and not get squat.
Understood. So if we had a deal and if I was able to get the photos on my hand, it didn't require you to do any work. Would that work for you? Would you be able to sign that today? If I'm the one doing all the moving around, taking the photos, going to the property and all that, could we make that work?
You taking the pictures?
Yeah, if we could get a signature today so I know there's a deal, you know, that way I know it's worth my time to drive over 2 hours to take some photos and then drive.
But you taking the pictures, that ain't going to help me none.
Oh, that'll help you get 35 in your pocket, 35,000.
You're going to give it to me the day you come take the pictures?
I'm going to get it to you the day it's sold.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm at. It'll be, say you buying for the resale, and you ain't going to give me my money not until you get it sold.
That's correct.
I'm going to pass on this.
All right, Curtis.
All right, you have a good day.
You too, man. Appreciate your time.